burning holy Qurans becomes fuel for renewed violence in Afghanistan as religious insensitivity reveals deep frustration with the NATO presence in that country. Incineration of an anti-terror strategy. On this Monday, February 27th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back. We're going to begin this hour with a discussion of religion and politics around the world. It's dominating our focus this morning in Afghanistan, also the GOP campaign trail. In honor of the silent flick The Artist winning Best Picture, I don't know if you saw that at the Academy Awards last night.
We're going to stop talking.
We're going to do this radio show without speaking all hour. You can talk, of course.
This is Bob Russell calling from Westport, Massachusetts. The First Amendment was designed to keep government out of religion. It was not designed to keep religion out of government.
Religion and government, what should that relationship be? It's certainly an issue in the GOP election campaign. You can call us and tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, we're not going to stop talking. Let's check the Morning Stop headlines.
More deadly violence in Afghanistan, this time at the hands of a suicide bomber. At least 9 people were killed by a blast at the Jalalabad airport in eastern Afghanistan. The ongoing attacks come nearly a week after NATO troops were caught burning copies of the Holy Quran. Correspondent Orla Gurin of our partner, the BBC, is in Kabul this morning and filed this report.
The attacker struck just after dawn at the gates of the airport, which operates both civilian and military flights. NATO says no international forces were among the casualties. It's unclear if the bombing was linked to the burning of the Quran, but the Taliban claimed it was and threatened further attacks.
U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says this is a time for America to redouble its efforts in that country. The online whistleblower WikiLeaks says it will publish more than 5 million emails from a Texas-based global security think tank. Strategic Forecasting Incorporated, also known as Stratfor, acknowledged that communications were stolen last month, but its CEO says thieves will be hard-pressed to find anything significant.
In Michigan, it's Interstates 96 and 94. East-west routes are being crisscrossed by candidates in the north-south route. State Road 38. On the final day of campaigning ahead of tomorrow's primary, they're all over the state of Michigan. Santorum once led Romney in state polling. He's since seen his lead fade into a dead heat. He tried to explain that drop in poll numbers, Romney did, during an appearance on ABC's This Week.
This is going to be a long race, and it's going to be some ups and going to be some downs. And, you know, what happens when you get that position to beat out in front? We just stayed focused, though.
Rick Santorum with his fingers crossed there. Arizona will hold its presidential primary tomorrow as well. Governor Jan Brewer came out in support of Mitt Romney over the weekend. The trial over the 2010 Gulf oil spill being delayed by 1 week. BP and attorneys for the plaintiffs continue to negotiate a possible settlement. The Bloomberg News Agency says BP is in final talks for a $14 billion settlement.
Gas prices have spiked 18 cents in the past 2 weeks. That's according to AAA. The average price for a gallon of regular will set you back $3.69. And now some highlights from the Academy Awards. The Artist won big. It swept many major categories. Best Picture, Best Actor. But the Best Supporting Actor went to 82-year-old Christopher Plummer for his role in Beginners.
You're only 2 years older than me, darling. Where have you been all my life?
Meryl Streep was awarded Best Actress for her portrayal of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. It was her third win, but record 17th nomination.
When they called my name, I had this feeling I could hear half of America going, oh, no. Oh, come on, why? Her. Again. You know? But, whatever.
Octavia Spencer also won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a maid in The Help.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets mixed, European indices down, futures for Wall Street are down. The Dow starts at 12,982, the S&P at 1,365, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,963. Gas prices up around the country, higher than $4 in California. We want to hear from you. With gas prices up, what will you be doing differently? What is the threshold where it begins to affect your behavior or becomes significant politically? Call in and tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, an exploration of the violence renewing in Afghanistan after the destruction of copies of the Holy Quran by American troops.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.